Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today it is Tarot Tuesday, and we're going to be doing spreads for the 14th to the 21st of November. Now, all signs are welcome since these readings will be for the general collective, so only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and feel free to place the energy where you see fit. Now, our readings for today are going to be a weekly collective energy. We're going to see what's coming in energetic-wise for the collective through the Crim's Crack Street Corner's Grim Mom's Back Door. Then we're going to head over to the second segment where we'll get some messages from the collective ancestors, what they would like to communicate, and at the end, you will find messages from whoever's on your mind regarding love. Now we're going to jump into a quick music transition, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, we have the moon in Sagittarius, sextile Venus in Libra, so you may feel like there's a more easier, more grounded, more balanced energy when getting in contact and communication with others, or really just taking that time to, you know, have people surrounding your environment that actually support you and bring peace into your environment, right? Now, tomorrow we do have Mercury in Sagittarius, sextile Venus in Libra. So again, with communication coming in, it's more smooth. It's more easier to be expressive and to really see things at a balanced level, okay? Now, we're going to jump off with your weekly energy. We're going to see what's going on for the collective, what we need to be prepared for, aware of, or maybe pay more mind to. Really, you know, the message depends on what spirit would like to communicate. Now, we will have a second episode that will be airing, you know, at the same time this one will be. So maybe not right at the same time, but in between a little bit, right? We'll have your second half of astrological planetary alignments for November. So you'll get to see what else we get to work with energetic-wise for the rest of this month. So let's jump on in to Tarot Tuesday. All right, we're going to jump on in with the classic tarot and see what energy is coming in for the collective. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know energetic-wise for this week, for November 14th to November 24th, please and thank you. All right, Spirit, what is coming in energetic-wise this week for the collective? All right, we have the Five of Pentacles reversed. So it looks like there's an energy around, you know, if you are in debt in some type of way, you want to pay that off as best as you can. But be extremely careful for any future investments. And don't take any risks this week. It's really being advised. Okay. And we also have, what is this? Minor Arcana, the Nine of Pentacles. So this is upright. So this situation could be involving some type of arrival or departures. You may be quitting a job or moving to something more lucrative elsewhere. So you may be doing some different changes with financial work related for related reasons, or experiencing other changes in your life You know, and this is relative to money or some type of possession or security, and the knight's really dependable, honorable, and trustworthy. And, you know, really want to use common sense and their own discernments. All right. So you may be moving on to something more different, or, you know, something regarding around money. Now, we also have the Five of Swords reversed. You may be feeling some type of hurt or feeling betrayed in some type of way. Could be a little angry or discouraged, but you could only pull yourself out of that energy. And you may feel confused about something that may have occurred, but deep down inside, you know, the ancestors, spirit guides are saying you know the reason. Not really sure what that means. I'm only the messenger. All right, take the energy and place it where you may. All right, we also have the Four of Pentacles reversed. So you may be trying to make something happen prematurely, or you just could be holding on too tight to something regarding current circumstances, and you may need to have a little bit more trust in the universe to provide you with some type of solution. Okay, now we're gonna get one more card from this deck. All right, and we have the Star upright. So a gate, you know, has opened for you for new possibilities this week. And with the Star card here, it's for like good fortune, creative inspiration, spiritual growth, and help from unseen forces on the other side. And, you know, there's a lot of wishes that are coming true for you, especially with time and something being fulfilled. And the Star is, you know, very symbolic of hope, renewal, and beauty, and really suggests like a period where, you know, one's like having spiritual tranquility with happiness and different types of positive opportunities. Any closing cards, Spirit? Okay. Yeah, see, we have the Ace of Pentacles upright. Extremely positive predictions for success and new enterprises that you may be starting up. Or it could be planting seeds for new different ventures involving, you know, money or some type of financial security. And the Ace is very strong indication of prosperity coming into your energy field, all right? Very beneficial and very promising. I don't know why I cannot speak today. I'm telling you. All right, that's what I have for you for your collective energy for the week. Now we're going to move on to the next segment where we're going to use the fairy deck and get some messages from the ancestors for this week. See you there. Welcome to your second segment, my lovely human beings, where we're going to get some weekly messages from the collective ancestors, from the tarot, the fairy tarot. Sorry, I had to put that over there. And then we'll get some messages from angel wisdom at the end. All right, ancestors of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know regarding any type of message you may have for them this week. All right, give them a shuffle. Cut the deck. All right, let's see what the ancestors would like to convey this week to the collective. All right, ancestors of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective. What would you like to communicate this week? All right, we have the High Priestess. So they're really bringing in this energy where they want you to really trust in your intuition and do careful reflection before taking some type of action. There's lots of insight that are going to be coming into you, into your energy presence this week, regarding whatever this may be. So they want you to really trust your inner knowing when it regards to taking action, and to be careful and do some reflection beforehand. Okay, and then we have the Princess of Summer. So there could be new experiences, new different emotions, could even be regarding a relationship, but there's some type of energy that's coming in that could be, you know, some type of compassionate energy you may be sharing some type of concern with, possibly. All right. Take the energy how it resonates, but it looks like there's some type of new relationship or some type of emotional experience that you could be having. And you could be seeking some type of counsel from a close friend or someone that you may share whatever this is, a concern. All right, we have the Star. So it looks like looking into the future with hope and optimism, with the power and faith to really like move motherfucking mountains. But there is some type of happy change that will bring relief from this challenging time. And we also have unity here. So again, the ancestors are coming in saying do the right thing for the right reason. Even if it's compared to traditional, vice versa, with even a new approach, and to see which one really works for you. This could even be a sign that you're having some type of spiritual alignment coming in. All right, really tapping and tuning in. Get one more card. Okay, we have the Ten of Summer. So again, emotional fulfillment is coming in regarding life, family, friends, and really looking at the whole big picture of things. All right, the ancestors. I feel like I should get one more card, ancestors. All right, we have the Two of Autumn. So it looks like, you know, the energy they want you to do is like bring fun into everything that you do, even if it's like something with juggling multiple priorities or jobs or even something of this matter. They say you have the talent to do it and you're great with multitasking. So we'll get some messages now from the Angel Wisdom. All right, we have Awakening. So, yeah, ancestors are coming in saying, look, there's a temporary pause for reflection to gather some insights. And where there's an awakening, you're going to see things from a whole different light and really embrace your uniqueness. So it's kind of like your higher self is coming in here and you're doing this awakening, right? So it's kind of like you're throwing everything on the floor, taking a look at everything, and really like taking a look from another perspective and gaining clarity. All right, let's get another card. We'll get three more cards. All right, we have Renewal. So you could be renewing even things from the past and looking in with things with compassion, your ancestors are saying. And this is really heading you into a new direction. And they're saying this is bringing in clarity and really focusing in on your purpose, what's in your heart, and what you're all knowing what to do. All right. Let's see. Let's get two more messages or three more messages. Okay. We have Make a Choice. So there's something regarding around making a decision of a choice. And they're bringing in this energy of they really want you to stop procrastinating or overanalyzing things to really get clarity on something that you're desiring to move forward, because there could be a lot of outside noise, too many options, or some type of addictions. Take that energy, you know, and place it where it may. Okay, and then we have the Emperor. So again, ancestors are coming in wanting you to use logic and organization, and this is really going to be increasing your success when it comes to some type of situation where there is like a lead for a leadership role, but you have to have structure and discipline. It's very key, they're pointing out here. Let's get one more card. Okay, we have Ego. So there could be some type of illusion as feeling trapped or accepting some type of responsibility with some type of situation to help you make a more better choice. And this choice is going to be regarding supporting you on your path and your happiness. Again, something is coming here with addictions. Really pinpoint, and this could be various of different things. Take the energy, place it where it may, but it looks like, or it could be some type of unhealthy habit, right? So they really want you to pay mind to that. Let's get you a closing card. Let's get a closing card. Let me see. Oh. Get a closing card, ancestors. Okay. We have the Five of Winter. So you could, they want you to really, the advice here from the ancestors is like really walk away from any dishonest associations and realizing what you thought you wanted isn't really the best choice for your happiness, because there's something here that's not worth the effort, your ancestors are saying. So take that how it resonates, leave the rest behind, leave what doesn't, and place the energy where you see most beneficial. Now, that's the messages I have this week regarding the collective ancestors. I will see you on the next segment with love messages from whoever is on your mind. Welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some love messages from whoever is on your mind. All right, feel free to reverse the rules as they may apply. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Whether you're in a relationship, no communication, no contact, separation, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you'll be able to decipher some of the energy cards and theme cards around this connection at the beginning to know if there's some messages here for you. All right, so we'll use the first deck, Mystery and Virtue, to get some theme around this connection. I'll go over to the Island Time Wellness for the next deck and get some information regarding the person I am connecting with for this love spread. Then we'll get some communication cards from whoever this is, from the Love Tarot. And then at the end, we'll get some love messages from the Love Oracle. So I'm also going to add the Cupid's Arrow in here at the end for advice. So let's get into this, shall we? All right, we're going to start off with Mystery and Virtue and get some, we're going to get two themes regarding this love connection, whoever is on your mind. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear love messages to the collective, what they need to know regarding the person that they are connecting with. For love, please and thank you. Fiery spirit, what is the theme around this love connection? Please and thank you. Okay, nothing is trying to come out here. We'll get something. I don't know what's going on here. Let's shuffle these one more time. Spirit was like, no. Alright. Do one more shuffle, see what happens here. Alright, we got flirts. Okay, so there could be someone extending some type of lighthearted, flirtatious energy. Okay. Chew. And then we have release your ex. I just dropped all those cards. Alright, so there could be some type of energy of cleaning old energy from a past love here. And this could be, this person could be coming in, wanting to extend some type of light-hearted energy towards you, kind of in a flirtatious, playish way. Alright, let's get some messages from the Island Time and see what details we can find out about this person in this connection. Spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides, what can you tell us about this person that the collective is connecting with regarding this love? Let me get one more shuffle. Alright, let's see. What can you tell us about this person the collective is connecting with regarding love, spirit? Okay. We have X. Ooh. Breakup, separation, stop some type of pattern. Could be a silent treatment going on. with a dash of abandonment here. Ooh, I feel like my throat chakras. Let me take a little drink of my tea. There could be some type of energy here. It's like getting me choked up. It could be someone wanting to also express something, but they're not speaking on it, so their throat chakra could also be blocked. We'll get three more cards from this deck, and then we'll move to the conversation cards. Alright, we have karmic relationship. So there could be some type of resentment here, lessons that were learned, letting go and loving oneself, really fleeing away from these triggers or some type of turmoil. Okay, and then we have talking here. So it looks like whoever this person is in this connection is interested in conversing with you. Could be waiting around for some type of confirmation, maybe a message, an email. It looks like the energy is, you know, very persistent with checking inboxes, maybe their messages, waiting for some type of communication. All right, let's get some conversation cards with this person that you're connecting with would like to convey from the Love Tarot. All right, Spirit, what would this person like to convey to the collective regarding love? We have gaslighting you. So says, I have been lying to you and gaslighting you. You weren't crazy. You were right. I just wasn't strong enough to admit it. So this person could have been triggering you. And we do have this karmic relationship here with triggers as well. So this person could have been triggering you on purpose to make you feel some type of way and then try to play it off like it wasn't what it was. All right, let's see what else we get here. Okay, we have feeling lost. It says, I'm trying to make this work, but I feel lost. I don't know what to do or to say anymore, and it's just easier to stay silent. So this person, you know, you and this person may have not spoken in a long time, and they probably feel like they're at a loss for even words, even how to recommunicate or bridge a gap in between the connection to communicate. All right, let's see what else. We'll get one more card from this deck. And we have, I'm sorry. So it says, I hate how much I've hurt you. I'm so sorry for all the pain I've caused you. You didn't deserve any of it. So this person, again, with this axe here from the energy theme of this connection with this person, there could have been a breakup with this connection here to stop a pattern from proceeding on. So it looks like this person is realizing some of the things that they may have did to you wasn't, you know, deserved or just. Now we're going to get some messages from the Love Oracle, what they would like to convey regarding love messages. All right, Spirit, what love messages does this person have for the collective? All right, we have, I think I already know where this is going. It's a little vague. All right, we also have, I've been giving you love even though we're not in a connection. We're going to get two more cards because we'll get three. And then we'll get two more cards because the first two are a little vague in a way. But it looks like some of their negativity is really kind of teaching them in a way. And they're starting to notice maybe, you know, this energy is kind of keeping you away or keeping them away from you. Okay. Two more messages, Spirit. All right, we have, open your heart a bit. Things are not as bad as you perceive. So this person may be wanting you to open your heart to maybe look at some of the moments that you shared to see maybe all weren't bad. But there was a lot of learning experience within this connection in this relationship that could have promoted a lot of growth and self-discovery. All right, and then we have last card out. I wish I could put you in my shoes so you would understand how I feel. So this person, you know, is really trying to understand things from your perspective, but would also like you to understand them from their perspective as well. And then we have my love is unconditional for you at the bottom. Now we're going to get some messages from the Cupid's arrow regarding closing messages. Can we get some closing messages? All right, we have wisdom that popped out first. So knowledge is gained through experience and wise counsel. So there could have been a lot of different patterns and things that you and this connection have went through to really gain perspective, gain insight, knowledge, what works, what does not work, so you could kind of proceed on to move with a more wiser step. All right, instead of repeating the same, you know, cycle over and over. We'll get two more cards. All right, we have dedication and soulmate. So it looks like, you know, there is some type of dedication here when it's regarding love. So, you know, the advice is like the efforts that you put in is what you'll reap in success. And we have soulmates. So the divine will provide you with a love when you are ready. So, you know, no rush. And at the bottom, we have deception. So there could be some type of false illusion. And again, here, falling into bad habits. So, you know, when the time is right, you will know it for sure. Your intuition will let you know. But do not be swayed by any traps or lures or illusion. You will have that intuition and that all-knowing when it's right. Alrighty, that's what I have for you regarding love messages for this week. And I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. See you on Friday.